From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Security Council has recognized Adama Barrow as Gambia's president less than 2 hours after he was inaugurated in exile. The council's political backing comes as Senegalese troops, supported by West African regional bloc ECOWAS, are reported to have crossed the border into Gambia to enforce the transfer of power. Margaret Bashir has more.
The 15-nation council unanimously supported a resolution condemning in the strongest possible terms attempts to prevent a peaceful and orderly transfer of power between longtime leader Yahya Jammeh, who refuses to step down, and Adama Barrow, who is the recognized winner of the December 1st presidential election. Council President, Swedish Ambassador Olof Skog, said the council's message is clear. The will of the Gambian people and the Gambian constitution must be respected. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
U.S. airstrikes in Libya killed several dozen Islamic State fighters late Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the attacks took place on two camps about 45 kilometers southwest of Sirte.
These strikes were directed against some of ISIL's external plotters who were actively planning operations against our allies in Europe. So these were critically important strikes for our campaign and a clear example of our enduring commitment to destroy ISIL's cancer.
Carter said the attack was carried out in conjunction with Libya's Government of National Accord. The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. This is VOA News.